meter is reporting in Dallas, Texas today. Over 5,000 Christian broadcasters and faith leaders from all over the world are gathered for the start of the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference. One of those on hand is Larry Ross, whose Dallas Public Relations Agency is today marking its 30th anniversary in business. He says the secret of his agency's success is to always keep the focus on Jesus.
This is not about us. It's not about our agency. It's about God's faithfulness over 30 years and having a front row seat on what he did through all the clients we serve. We've represented over 2,300 clients during that time. And basically what we've done is just suit up and show up. Whenever possible, we lift up the name of Jesus, let God do the rest.
Featured speakers at NRB will include nationally prominent pastors such as California's Jack Hibbs and Texas-based Dr. Robert Jeffress, pro-life activist Abby Johnson, and many others as the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Conference continues throughout this week in Dallas. The White House says it will now be the one to decide which media outlets are allowed into the press pool covering the president. Bob Agnew reports.
The White House says moving forward, it will select the small group of news outlets allowed to travel with and cover the president's daily activities, something that in the past was left to the White House Correspondents Association. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the goal is to give new or alternative media companies greater access. In her words, it's beyond time the White House press pool reflects the media habits of the American people in 2025. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is trying against the odds to muscle a Republican budget blueprint to passage this week. He's facing sharp pushback from Democrats and some Republicans. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points. This is SRN News. Christians pray for peace in Ukraine.
Believers around the world are marking 3 years since the Russian invasion with petitions for an end to hostilities. The conflict has caused hundreds of thousands of casualties and has devastated large parts of Ukraine. The European Evangelical Alliance says, quote, "We pray for eventual reconciliation and understanding for the way forward. We pray for sustained peace and justice." President Trump has vowed to try and negotiate an end to the war. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order banning transgendered troops from serving in the military. The complaint accuses U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exchange during an exchange about discrimination. This is SRN News. Some scary moments for a group of college athletes. Correspondent Jason Walker has the details.
Members of the Indiana University Indianapolis men's basketball team are unhurt and back home after their bus caught fire on Interstate 275. The school says all team and staff members were safely evacuated from the bus, which had experienced a mechanical issue on the Jaguars' trip home following a game at Northern Kentucky. The team completed the trip home after being picked up by a second bus. Jason Walker reporting.
The measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 124 cases across 9 counties. The state health department said Tuesday that 18 people are hospitalized. Measles cases in neighboring eastern New Mexico stayed steady at 9. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.